in theory, maybe I could even say a shachiyonev. We haven't had a meeting like this for already 2 years. Last year was not possible. And Baruch Hashem, we're able to have such a gathering on such a special night called Hoshana Rabbah. But of course, we have to always postpone the Kovod Asanya. Yossi, we want to thank you for hosting the event. And there's something that we can all learn from the particular Mitzvah Shlach before North. We can learn certain things. And Yossi, we've been going through a period of upheaval and change, which a lot of people usually have difficulty handling. And especially when it comes to Ruchnis, usually when there's change, the first thing to fall or the first thing under attack is Ruchnis. Some people get used to not going to shul, not davening shul, and therefore hard to come back. Some people get used to not keeping up their storim and the shirim which they normally go to. But Yossi, you've been a prime example of somebody who hasn't been affected by change, and your commitment is quite a big lesson to all of us, that even under circumstances, your commitment to your Siddurim, your Shirim, your Seder Limud, and Jacobson was very appreciative of how you've been keeping the learning going well. And also I and your Shirim is definitely something to learn from, and something to be proud of as well. And there's many people here also amongst the Shirim, Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful people over here who have that ability to keep strong, determined in the ruchnis, doing change. So we just want to give you a bracha, person called the Zasadia, for you and your Rebbetzin. There should be zochot a year, mole tov, a year that gets just a shef of bracha, slocha, b'chol maisi adem. And this is then we should all be zochot such a bracha as well.
Amen.
So, Hoshana Rabbah is all to do with getting the glue to keep us together for the whole year with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the glue? Glue is called Simcha. What's Simcha that keeps you together, Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Simcha Satera. So that's the minhag we have here. We have a shir which I hope to be designed to bring Simcha in the Torah, and a Kodesh Shkak that you can feel, I want to be connected and give you great Tzveikus HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So, let's start a Shaila tonight. We're going to analyze this Shaila. Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. Choshimishpat Sukkah. So what's the Maisa? Anyone who hasn't got Baruch Makomis can come to me and ask for spare copies. Maisa Shahoya is like this. Reuven goes to build his Sukkah, so he has to get hold of his Schach. He goes down to the Machsan to get his Schach. It's a common area, Machsan, so people store their schach. Several neighbors store their schach in the common area. And the river goes down, and he sees the schach is not around. He recognizes what his schach is not around. And he sees Shimon's schach is around, and he knows that Shimon's already built his sukkah. So he made a cheshbon, obviously Shimon built his sukkah, his schach is still around, my schach is not. He obviously took my schach. No, I'll take his schach. I'll talk to him later and we'll come to terms with that. Okay. So he did, he built his sukkah. And Leil Sukkah, so after davening, Yonza's ready in. After davening, Reuven comes up to Shimon and says, I think you took my sach. I took your sach. Do you mind? We don't mind. So he says, no, I don't mind. So Reuven says, I don't mind. So Beseda, everyone goes home to their sukkah with each other's sach. No one minds. So we sit in our sukkah, so we'll give it back, we'll use our stuff next year, but together. Okay. So what's the Shaila? Shaila is, you look at the Malcolm 1, it may be a problem now, a big Shaila. What's the Shaila? The Malcolm 1 tells us, a halacha, in Tov Reish Chaf Vov, It says in Kotzis Ilum, you have a tree which is not kosher for schach. It's connected to the tree, it's connected to the ground, can't use it for schach. And it's over your sukkah. If you cut it, you cut the tree, which is not kosher schach, you just cut it so it's no longer connected to the ground, and now it's used, you want to use it for your schach, kosher. Now, okay, it's kosher, it's no longer connected to the ground. But you've got a condition. It's only going to be kosher. On condition that now you cut it, you have to now pick it all up and replace it. You can't just cut it and leave it as it is. You have to pick it up and replace it. Why? You have to pick everything up, every piece of that tree, which used to be a tree, have to pick up and put it down. Why? What's the problem? If you don't do that, it's pesula. If you don't, you just cut it and leave it as it is. Pick it up and do it. It's possible. Because of halacha, tasa lo minasu. That's halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, that you have to build the sukkah in such a way, put the schach in such a way, and they said you have to do a seer, you have to do a maisa, that is kosher, the schach is kosher from the beginning, as you put it down, it's kosher schach. If it came kosher automatically, without an action, then it's possible unless you make a reaction, up and down. Okay. So what's the problem that could be over here? Problem over here? Is that we know there's a halacha in Tof Reis Amud Zayin in Hilchos Sukkah that says if you steal schach which is stolen, sukkah gzula is posul. A sukkah which is stolen is posul sukkah. A sukkah which is borrowed is a kosher sukkah. If you steal a sukkah, it's posul sukkah. Kosher. Borrow a sukkah is kosher sukkah. Okay? So now the question is, when these people, Reuven, Shimon, make their sukkah, was the sukkah a stolen sukkah, and therefore posel sukkah, at the time they made it, or was it a kosher sukkah or not?
So seems stolen.
Seems to be stolen. Definitely, we have two people involved. We've got Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon, when he took that schach, did he take his schach? He thought he was taking schach, but whose schach was he taking? He was taking really Reuven's. When you take somebody else's schach without their permission and use it, what are you called? A gadol. So definitely, Shimon, he did an action of geneva. So when he created his sukkah, he created a sukkah gusum. What did Reuven do? Reuven came along, he saw his schach is no longer there. So what did Reuven have in mind when he took his schach? What did Reuven have in mind?
To borrow. Shalom shalom does.
Okay, borrow. So therefore, we could at this stage say that, you know, Shimon, he stole the schach, not knowing it, but he stole, because he intended to take it as his, so he stole, and Reuven, who knew it wasn't his, and said, I'm only taking it as temporary, until I ask him, and I'll give it back to him, that's called borrowing. So Reuven is borrowing, and he's okay with his sukkah, and Shimon is stealing, he's not okay. That's the first words we're going to say on this subject. So Tzuli already says, there's a lock in Mishpat, in Reis Samach Beis, is that even if you borrow, but you borrow without permission, that's also called stealing. So therefore we got style on both of the sukkahs. Both Reuven and Shimon, when they made the sukkah, they made the sukkah later. So it's a nuance of difference between a Moshe. According to Moshe, it doesn't apply unless you put up the sign. According to a Moshe, it applies automatically. Any item which is put in a public area, which is switchable, which won't be damaged by somebody easily using it. Okay, that type of thing. Yeah, it's poshet, is established. Established. That's how people, society, understand what the Orchot Shulchan is saying. That's how society live amongst each other. Okay. That's how Ravos the building. And use it.
But they
established that. They said before Yontif, make sure. Yeah, and tell you that. Yeah. Okay. So, now, okay. Our case of the Strach. Our case is a public area or someone's private house?
Private.
Is it under the Minhag or not under the Minhag? According to Ramos, definitely it's not under the Minhag unless you put a sign up. According to a Vosna, it's a general minna for public areas. It's our case of the schach. When Reuven went down to the machzan and took out his schach, and it wasn't his schach, and then Shimon went down and then took the other person's schach. is that a public area, a public community area that has this halacha of minhag, at least for Ravos, not for Rav Moshe? Does it have that?
Look, it seems that anyone has access to it. This is limited just to people that have the machzor.
You say no. You say no. Anyone's going to say yes over here?
Yes.
Mr. Goffman. Yeah. What? So it's a bar for the building. Okay. How do you define a public area that qualifies for this minhag in Rav Osman's books? Yeah, how much public do you need? Two people's public, three people's public, four people's public. You need a kehila. Well, how do you define public?
How about if anyone has access?
Yeah.
Not limited access.
No, it's not enough access. I define public following when it's normal for a group of people to go there.
Okay.
It is a public.
Okay, so yes, it's an area which is joined by each other in ownership, but is it under the public area description that allows the minhag to apply for this particular halakha or not? Is it like the Beis HaKnesset, this machsan, which is 4 meters by 2 meters, machsan, which is a public machsan, where people in the building leave their items there? Is it that the same as the Beis HaKnesset of 100 people together, and then people leave their coats and talisim that you can swap? Is it the same that you can swap your stuff and you can swap your talisim? Is it the same? So for Moshe for sure doesn't work. But Vosna, I would say personally that it probably doesn't qualify for Vosna's, so for two reasons. Probably this is a thought, you can argue, it doesn't matter, you can argue on this one. Personally, I feel it doesn't apply because he doesn't mean, it's not, does rabbim. There's a lot of rabbim. It's not just public. It's like an area designed for many, many people coming together. That's one issue. I say I don't think it qualifies for rabbim. Yeah? But then you can go back and forth on that. And the second thing, the item, the schach, it's not the same as the tuz and the gloshes and the hats and the coats and the jackets. Hats, coats, and jackets, and all those type of things. I go in, I constantly take them off, constantly put them in. I constantly have in mind that this is the area to put it, and I may not see it for a bit, and somebody else may take it. I know Mirosh that this is normal to switch. So therefore, this is part of that minhag. Schach. So I expect my schach to be taken by somebody else, even though I put it in joint backlash. It's normal to take somebody else's schach. It's expected to take somebody else's schach. It's understandable. It's mukubal to take somebody else's schach. Does it happen? It happens once in a blue moon, but no, it's not normal. So therefore, I don't think it qualifies necessarily. The item makes it not qualify necessarily for this minhag.
But if you will indicate yourself, it's public or not.
Okay.
If you will put Rabbi Solomon, then you're right. Okay. But if you put without any signs,
fine, everyone recognizes their own stuff. Okay, but fine. I don't think that's okay. I said you can argue. Definitely doesn't work for Rav Moshe. This headset for help us over here. Revolves, I don't think it works. You can argue. You say maybe it does work. Okay. Okay. So now we're getting to the bottom line. Before we get to the bottom line, Yossi wants to say something. Go on.
I didn't hear what you said.
Nicola in English. David
Okay. Okay, very good. You're saying there's a mitzvah element involved in our case. So far we haven't got an answer that suits us. We had three options, three suggestions. Retrifying the gezel doesn't work for all days. Tekona doesn't work for all days. This minhag doesn't work for Moshe, maybe revolver. Okay, so what are we going to say? Bottom line. Rabbi Yashiv Zeichel Sadik Kodesh Rocha says the following pesach on this issue. He says, forget about minhag. I'm going to say a halacha which is me'ikah hadin, without minhag. What's the me'ikah hadin? I didn't write it on your papers in order that you don't cheat. So I'll read out the wording. He says like this: Moran Hagrish Zeichel Sadik Kodesh Rocha Hara. The dinner gemara who? That the dinner gemara that you can't take somebody else's is rak b'dover she'adei shimish acheim nimos. Firstly, it's by an item which will get you, if you use it, it will deteriorate. Avo, but if it's a talis shomitzah, it's not going to deteriorate if it's a talis. Yeah. Vote kivun zahalo mishtamshin b'shlohu, since it's a mitzvah, plus knowing it's a mitzvah is you're using mine and I'm using yours. The fact that I'm using yours and you're using mine makes us not makpid. Enacha nami, if I, you just take mine without permission, you need a special minhag because make a din, that's called a problem. But if I use yours and you use mine, the fact that I'm using yours or mine means that we're both not makpid because we both want this to be ours in order that we can use it.
Even though you don't know you're using it.
Okay.
Yeah, the first guy that built the sukkah was already built before he found out about the other.
So therefore, we got Umtana that if he would know, if he would know that he took somebody else's and the other person used his, each one would say, Mirosh, from the beginning, we don't care, and you can keep it. Plus it's a mitzvah. He's doing it. Okay. So therefore, the Umtana allows you to borrow it from the beginning. It's not called Gezel from the beginning because Umtana says if you end up using somebody's and he's using your same item which doesn't deteriorate by use, then with Techila we would mask him like Achila that you can take it and therefore you're never Gezel from the beginning. Not, so therefore let's analyze our cases. The case of the Luluf, the Briska Luluf swapped each other. Do you have this Umtana?
No.
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 Okay. Now that we switch, do we have this Umtana?
No.
No. Because in the beginning,
now that we switch, now that Reuven and Shimon switched, it's a mitzvah. Are you using each other's?
Right.
Yes. It's a mitzvah which you are using each other's. Yeah. Do you have both factors, therefore, in lulav?
Except that
you,
I would
yes, you do have both yes. factors. Yes. Right. Are you going to be yotze if you have both factors?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Are you going to be yotze?
Yes.
If you have both factors?
Yes.
Yes. No.
No. No.
Yes, you have the halacha. Yes, it applies. But the maximum it gives you in it... Mm-hmm. Does it give you ownership or borrowing rights? The maximum this logic gives you.
Borrowing
rights. Mm. It gives you lachachila borrowing rights. The Rav Yashiv Svara gives you lachachila borrowing rights, not mitzvah, not ownership rights. Is borrowing rights good enough for Abba Minim on the first day?
No.
No. So therefore they're no good on the first day.
Right.
That's the Pesach Halacha in the Luluf. Why is it borrowing rights? Because the Befesh Halacha Mogen Avram, and there's also in the Shulchan Aruch, that even Anan study that he's nichalei to use it, because a mitzvah only makes you a borrower and not an ownership. Even if the mitzvah requires you to be an owner, it doesn't make you. That's why the Mogen Avram says you can't make a brocha on the talis that you borrow without permission, even though you've got a mitzvah element involved, because it only makes you a borrower and not an owner. Okay. So that it only makes you a maximum a borrower. Borrower is not good enough for Lulav. Okay. What about the Schach? We've got both elements, mitzvah
and borrowing,
each one's using each other. So
which
therefore,
is, that the for borrowing?
Is borrowing good enough for sukkah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So therefore,
sure.
Yotze by sukkah, you're yotze. For the few days, it doesn't do not enough. Yes. Yeah. That we said that is only psul and gezel, not borrowing. That's the first thing we saw. Sukkah, borrowing is okay, stealing's a problem. This gives you borrowing rights, good enough. For sukkah, not good enough for us. Okay, great, should be the end of the ship. However, I'll tell you the hemshuch of the story. Now, that was Yontif night. Yontif day after davening, Reuven speaks to Shimon and says, how was it? It's okay. The stach was good, it was fine. So Shimon says, yeah, it was great. Reuven said, what about you? He says, nah, it's terrible. We came in, we had nice white tablecloth, and we came in afterwards, it was infested. We couldn't use it. And we had to go to eat in our sleeping sukkah. So now, we had a situation is that that's one borrowed without the other one being able to use the other one. If so, we've lost the Yesod and lost the Binyan. So therefore the whole heter was, we're both going to be using it, and there's an umta that we would give rights to each other for it. Over here, I've given you something at my detriment. I've let you have a mitzvah, meaning that I can't mekayem mitzvah. Therefore, you don't have anusadi over there, and therefore we have a problem. So at the end of the day, Reuven was yotzer because he went to sleeping sukkah. But Shimon was not yotzer because he was using schach sophic gozel. Yeah. So therefore he has to sit there again in the proper sukkah until yontzer. Not make a brocha.
Oh, boy, he can move it.
Not make a brocha, and then Cholomotzi can rectify it because it's not. It's all sveikus. So he may have been used to the mitzvah. He's got sveikus. He's got sofik. Maybe he rectified it, and it's not gozel because he got mechila. He's got sofik that maybe there is a kinyan. That's a konah because it's konah. Maybe get kinyan. Some people argue this is a konah even such a case. He's got a sofik that maybe there's no problem tasim in the osu by gezel in the first place. Like we said, that Mutz has mentioned at the beginning, our opinion, Mark Lucas about that. So he's got three sveikus. So maybe he was probably sveikus. But he should sit, make sure to sit again, and on that day, try and mekayim the mitzvah.
Yeah.
So therefore, last thing.
Practical,
we've got Rabbi Yashub's psak that says that if you switch each item's temporary basis, they're happy on each other's use, and then you can taka use it, like talesim. You can use Mi'ikah Din if you're going to find out. But here's the condition. You have to know that the guy you switched with, the talis which is left, is the guy that took your talis.
Right.
And if you don't know, then you don't have Rabbi Yashuv, and all you've got is this Minag, and then you're going to have to rely on Rav Volkner, because according to Rav Moshe, you don't have the Minag unless you have a sign. Okay, if you know for sure that the item that you took, he took mine, then you have Rabbi Yashuv's heter to use it, that's not yours, but it's a heter to use it as a borrowing item. But if you're not sure if you took it, then you don't have the heter, then you're going to only have a minhag heter. That minhag heter only applies when the minhag applies. Kohen Moshe never applies unless you have a sign. Kohen Yevozah only in public areas for public
items. Now, very important for everybody. Every day, just 1 second. Let's, guys, we right now in Beis Medras, and there is forum on the table. My book. I'm not there. Can you take my book right now, basis what you learn? Right now, I would like to use your cedar. I would like to daven and definitely.
If it's for a mitzvah purpose, that doesn't cause a detrimental. That he doesn't lose by the mitzvah, and it's temporary, and it's in the place itself, but you're going to put it back afterwards, and you're not going to stop him davening by you using it, and it doesn't deteriorate by your use, then you can use it. But if you don't have those factors, then you won't have Rabbi Yashuv.
Even I, in beginning, would say, don't touch.
If you put a sign, don't touch it.
No, not sign.
Nichale, we've got a nichale that Jew wants another Jew to do a mitzvah if he's not at a detriment to him.
Okay.
So the only thing left we've got to say is what about Rav Rottenberg? What's about Rav Rottenberg? What about his sukkah? So here's the final thing. Rav Yashuv says over there, another chiddush from Rav Yashuv. Talking about goyim, stealing from goyim. No, Rottenberg wasn't in stealing the goyim. Intends to take and pay. What's that called? To take something without permission, with intention to pay. Chomos.
Right.
Yeah? And it comes under the Issa of Lo Sachmud. Comes under the Issa Lo Sachmud. Lo Sachmud doesn't apply by Goy. So Rabbi Yashuv says, Achidish, because it says Re'echo over there, Lafuki Goy. So Rabbi Yashuv says, Achidish, you can take copyrights from Goyim. If you now without paying, if you intend to pay later, like a classic case, a student wants to learn to be architecture, needs big heavy programs, hasn't got the money, not working. Yes, the program easily get hold of, pirated. Yeah, normally we say pirated is a problem. Gezel, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, we're machmeh. It's a gezel.
Yeah, but if you say Marosh, and you act, not just say, you actually do it, that I'm taking it now, but I will pay the full value when I first get my first job, or when I qualify, you know, you have to give a time, you never get a job, we never do it, and you're going to pay the full value, then this Zoni Issa Lo Sachmud, that you can do for Goyim. So therefore, Rottenberg, we can say the Cheshbon of Rottenberg, he took it, Adas to pay, and of course, the Nazis, he must him on.
Pay with his work.
Owe them him much more money, as we're learning in Abba Shurim and Beis Tefila, he owes him much more money, and therefore, there's no Issa here of him taking it in the first place. So therefore, it can become his. With Adas and such a thing, especially on something like that. So therefore, Mr. Shem, we've had 51 days from beginning of Elul until Hoshana Rabbah, when you daven Hallel tomorrow, and you say, Ona Hashem, Roshia, no, Nun Aleph, 51, you're davening with a tefillah in mind, please Hashem, let you have the ability to save what I've gained in those 51 days. I've come to realize who I am. I've realized what I should be doing. I've come to realize where I want to go. That's what I've established with everyone. Honor Hashem, Hoshino. Please let it stay with me all the year. So that's our tefillah and our bracha tonight. For all of us who joined us for the Simchas HaTorah, this Devik that's going to join us for the Torah, to help us continue with this, that when we daven on Hashino, that the tach of the bracha will be mekayim all of us, and we zochah to be in Beis HaMikdash, v'hei v'yomeinu, Amen.